Jason Williams, who goes by Dirty, is a party organizer in Atlanta whose events regularly draw crowds of more than 500. One recurring party called Bonfire ATL features, you guessed it, a fire. So for Williams and his partners, safety is huge.
We have EMTs, we have fire repression, like, we have so many things that we really try and work on. Even though it's a party and it may be a warehouse party, you still have responsibility to your patrons and also to the people that work for you.
He's adamant that underground spaces like the ones he runs are where the richness of a city's culture are most on display.
It's the idea of being able to be an experience that is something that is still pure.
Elizabeth Jarrett runs the arts and performance space Downtown Players Club. She says that like in the Bay Area, there's an ongoing tension in Atlanta between the creative community and new development, especially around the incoming stadium.
Right now, it feels like there's kind of like a power struggle going on in South Downtown where we are.
Jarrett sees spaces like hers as educational and cultural facilities, one she thinks could use more active support from the city. Kyle Kessler is an architect who's also with the Center for Civic Innovation, which supports community-based entrepreneurs.
The reason that these spaces are being occupied is because they are cheaper, and the reason they are cheaper is because they might not be as leasable to a market rate tenant.
Kessler says he actually thinks Atlanta's new building codes adopted just last month are a move in the right direction. They allow more flexibility for property owners looking to renovate older buildings without doing a whole costly retrofit. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.